KK4JBQ. 2T Mobile, KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ, W2T. I was on the phone for a second there, and I was finishing up, so I couldn't grab the microphone. How are you this evening?
Fine, Rusty. Doing fine. Have you been doing some singing tonight?
Oh, yeah. I usually get in here in time to check into the net, but had a bunch of business take care of after rehearsal. Oh, yeah. Every Tuesday night, I have barbershop rehearsal. And then I got choir rehearsal tomorrow night. But, you know, I have bells on Monday, chorus on Tuesday, choir on Wednesday. Every week thing, as they say, you know?
Funny enough, it'll keep you young, and even if it doesn't, it'll keep you happy.
It does that, so, and I'll, but I'm after we get through with this, I'm tired, because we're going to be doing two shows this year, one the 6th of June in Spartanburg, and one the 13th of June in Greenville, and I'll put it on your list. We're going to be at the center stage downtown in Greenville doing a patriotic show, kind of like an old USO show type thing.
A real interesting concept. It is something in the movies that I've really enjoyed watching. I'll never forget that it was kind of a USO show in the middle of a war zone. In the movie White Christmas, when Bing Crosby sung, and that's kind of an interesting situation to find yourself in. In any event, but to have a show going on in the middle of a war. One of my favorite movies, by the way, KK4JBQ.
I probably got that movie memorized and several others, but when I was in the service, a couple of times USO shows back during the Vietnam War came around, and of course I was in the U.S., but they even brought the shows to some of the U.S. bases and brought it to Charleston one year. But we're going to base our show on that. We've got a lot of music from that time era, and we're going to do a patriotic medley and things, salute to the different services and different branches of the service, and a lot of different songs that have come into that era and that type of thing. So it's going to be a good show, and we'll have tickets going on sale here in about another month, and all. Right now, we're getting ready to do Singing Valentine's the 13th and 14th of next month.
Heard of that. It's visiting folks as a surprise and offering them a Valentine from a sweetheart. That's a neat way to use your talent, isn't it?
Well, it's a fundraiser for us for our projects, and we do a lot with school music programs too. That's what a lot of our thing is. We just helped the Wade Hampton High School chorus make their first appearance at the International Barbershop Society's Intergenerational Music Festival in Jacksonville, Florida, here about a week and a half ago. So that was a chance for them to get down there and perform and sing barbershop and be exposed to it. So they got a good, and we did a show for them and helped raise money for them. And that's the second school we've done that for. We're going to try to do one high school chorus a year and get them involved in singing barbershop and things like that. So, and help provide music for their school, some funding for their school music programs and things like that. So it's one of the things we try to do, and keeps us in it and all. But yeah, we're going to be doing the singing Valentines. We take orders for those and deliver them. And if you're on Facebook, go to the Palmetto Statesman Facebook page, and you'll find information about it on there. Over.
That sounds great. Let me ask you, it's not a technical question or anything, but I used to be in a singing group, and we called our collective selves a cast. There were about 100 in the group. Do you call yourself a troupe as a group, or just a group, or it's a little thing, but just popped into my head.
Well, W2T, better keep that doing. Anyway, we are the Upstate South Carolina chapter of the Barbershop Harmony Society. But within the chapter, we have the Palmetto Statesman Chorus, which is our entire chorus, which is about 30 people in that. And then within the chorus, we have quartets, and right now we have three registered quartets, society-registered quartets that perform. And, of course, new people mean more quartets for me, but that's the way we do it. Quartets are four people. The chorus is whatever number, and chorus is as small as 12 or 14, 15, to some choruses like the Dallas Vocal Majority that got 150 in their chorus. So, you know, it's different sizes. And then we're part of the NSC district, which is North and South Carolina. And, of course, we're part of the Barbershop Harmony Society, which is nationwide. And then they've got affiliated groups like the BABS, which is the British Association of Barbershop Singers, and they're part of our organization, and they send choruses and quartets to compete in the international competition here in the United States, or wherever we're holding the international competition that any particular year. So it's broken down in all kinds of groups and sizes and everything else, you know?
Didn't know that you had such a complete explanation of what you call yourself. A simple question and a very complete answer, and I thank you for that. You're an awfully good spokesman for your course. And I have heard Barbershop, of course, and I have to ask another question because it's, you know, a part of my singing experience in the past. And I have, as I said, seen some barbershop, and there's always a few instruments, but very light on the instruments, not, you know, heavily instrumental. Maybe I've heard a banjo, you know, something like that, but is there accompaniment? KK4JBQ.
We are strictly a cappella. Now, when we're learning music, we might use a piano or things. We use basically a pitch pipe to get a key to tune to, and then go from there. But all of our singing, all of our performances are a cappella. We don't have any play along. Now, when they do some of the bigger choruses do their professional recordings, they do use some music in that. But it just depends upon how the music's arranged. But as a rule, barbershop is all a cappella. And well, if you say you're a former singer and all, come on over and join us sometime. We rehearse every Tuesday night at Duncan United Methodist Church in Duncan, South Carolina at 7 o'clock.
Invite Rusty. I've not sung in that way. And I don't think I have the same voice that I did once. Gosh, how long has it been? Well, since the 80s. So that's been a long time ago. Gosh, what, 30, going on 40 years? But I enjoyed it. I was a teenager, I think, when first recruited. I think maybe sophomore in high school. And I was with the group for almost 14 years, and of course that took me into my 20s, and it was composed of high school age kids, and I stayed in it much longer than anybody else had ever done that. I was a member of the chorus and then a soloist, sung in a couple of trios and the like. played the guitar on, when we sang on stage. I played guitar to accompany myself, but I was never in the band. We did have a band. We did some traveling. The most I ever sang for was 10,000 in the audience. And it, you know, it's the same as if it were 10 people. It's just a, the venue was different, and but you can't see anybody, you know. Our director told us, just sing to the person that, pick one person. And if it looks like they're paying attention and you've captivated them in some way, sing to that one person. And that always helped me with, I mean, I never experienced any stage fright. I left a pick somewhere else one night, and I got on stage, had my guitar, and I went to the machine head where I usually park my pick, and it wasn't there. And I looked in my pocket, here I am in the spotlight on stage in front of a microphone, 10,000 people out there that happened to be that performance. And so I looked back at the band and I said, has anybody got a pick? And one of the guys walked out and on, you know, into the spotlight and gave me a pick, and it broke what was a bit of a tension. You know how Shakespeare said, he spoke about the, what is it, the third wall? It broke the third wall between ourselves and the audience. The whole performance was better after that, I think. Anyway, KK4JBQ.
Well, microphone where I'm talking in the front of it. I'll tell you what, being exposed to, if you can sing and you can read music, you can learn to sing Barbershop. If you've ever heard it, you can learn to sing it. We have three new guys in our chorus right now. One's got his paperwork put in, his application for joining. The other two will get their applications next week after they've been to their third rehearsal. We've got another guy who is coming back. We got one guy that came to us that he's been out of barbershop for all 30 years. And he came back into singing. And it's, you know, if you can sing and you can read music, you can learn to sing barbershop. It's not that hard. It's one of those things, Larry, that, you know, it's you learn to sing a cappella. We have learning tracks. We have music to sing off of. Once we perform, we sing without music in front of us, unless we're doing our Christmas show, because we do a lot of Christmas carols and switch back and forth and all that. And, excuse me. And, you know, but I think you'd enjoy it. Come out and see us, and, you know, you can find out and find you a place. And like I said, we had a brand new guy join us tonight. And so, you know, it's he's sung music, he's sung in church choir, he's sung in college choir, and now he's going to be exposed to barbershop. It's something like, if you know how to sing, it's like falling off a log. You can do it just as easy. W2T Mobile.
W2T, KK4JBQ. Well, I appreciate the invite, Rusty. I'm not in good voice anymore. I don't have the same pipes, and I'm not a joiner anymore, which is a whole change in attitude. But I can agree that music is your gift, but it gives you so much more, and that can be in a lot of different ways. You have but one avenue to deliver your gift. Music has so many other avenues. I mean, it comes in friendships, in the satisfaction of a good performance. I mean, you know all these things, but there may be somebody listening that doesn't. It is a marvelous thing that our Creator gave us to be able to raise our voice and to sing from our heart. And I have experienced that. And the friendships, and a little bit of the performance anxiety, but gosh, that goes away pretty quick. And mostly what I remember is the friendships. 14 years of And at that time in my life, that was, you know, a very social time. This time in my life is a very quiet time, and that's how I like to keep it. It seems right. But anyway, it's been great talking with you, Rusty, and I'm just thrilled that you're on the air again, and it's great to have you back in South Carolina. I won't ask you personal questions like, you know, how's the girlfriend in Michigan or anything like that, but just know that I've been listening for a while, and I've been following your, well, what you've made public on the airways, and there are people out here that care about you. So, with that, I'll say au revoir. Have yourself a good rest of your trip. You said you were mobile, I guess headed home. It'd been nice riding along with you for a little bit. But I'll sign off and say hope to talk with you again soon. WU2T, KK4JBQ. I'll be clear.
Okay, well, just a couple of things. The girlfriend in Michigan is no more. We broke up back in 2018, and she lives down here somewhere in the Spartanburg area now. After her dad died a couple of years ago, she finally sold her house and moved down here. She got tired of those Michigan winters. And put June the 13th, that's a Saturday night, on your calendar, and look for the information. Check out our website, which is palmettostatesman.com, and come to our show in June. I think you'll enjoy it. It's going to be a patriotic show, and we're going to have a lot of good music. We've got a lot of people performing, both locally from local groups and everything else. So put that on your list, and we'll catch you later. And it worked out just fine because I had just backed into my favorite parking place. Talk to you later. KK4JBQ, W2T, 73s.